Lyft has followed Uber in giving up the development of autonomous vehicles. The ride-hailing company sold its self-driving cars unit to Toyota. It will be integrated into the Japanese carmaker's Woven Planet division. Tesla's sales revved up in the first 3 months of 2021, increasing by 74% over the same quarter last year, despite problems in obtaining semiconductors for its electric cars. The company reported net income of $438 million, its best quarterly profit to date. Panasonic made its biggest ever foreign acquisition when it agreed to buy the 80% of Blue Yonder it doesn't already own in a deal valued at $7.1 billion. Blue Yonder specializes in software for supply chain management. More banks disclosed losses from their exposure to the collapse of Archegos, an investment fund. Nomura took a hit of over $2.9 billion, more than it had estimated previously, dragging the Japanese bank to its worst quarterly performance since 2008. UBS recorded a $774 million loss in operating income related to Archegos, overshadowing the Swiss bank's solid quarterly profit. By contrast, Deutsche Bank said it had managed to sell its assets in Archegos before it imploded, avoiding any associated damage to its balance sheet. The German bank made a net profit of €908 million, that's $1.1 billion, in the first quarter, its best since the start of 2014. In one of the firmest commitments to getting workers back into the office, J.P. Morgan Chase told staff that it wants them to return to their place of employment by early July, albeit on a rotational basis to comply with a 50% cap on office occupancy. The bank recognized that for some people, returning to the office is a change you'll need to manage. It also encouraged staff to get vaccinated, but said this would not be a requirement for entering the office. Loved and loathed in equal measure, sales of Crocs footwear have rebounded, growing by 64% in the first quarter year-on-year and producing a comfortable profit for the company. The shoes, a cross between a foam clog and a hospital sandal, have benefited from the trend towards cozy wear during the pandemic. Affirming that it's okay to go out in your slippers, they were also seen on the Oscars red carpet.